With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Maudie Bolaños. Governor Gavin Newsom announced a program Thursday to provide healthcare workers with low-cost hotel rooms. But as FM89's Laura Tsetsui reports, some Valley hospitals were already working to provide employee housing.
With increasing COVID-19 cases in hospitals, Lori Weikenthal, the assistant dean at UCSF Fresno, says the school put out a survey to find out who might need housing during the pandemic.
Anybody who's been working with a potential COVID or known COVID patient would have the opportunity to say, hey, you know, I just really don't feel safe going home. I'm afraid of exposing my child with X or my, you know, grandma with Y.
So far, the school has reserved a block of 20 hotel rooms and may reserve more. Other hospitals are also trying to give their employees options. Both Kaiser Permanente and Tulare County's Cahuilla Delta Medical Center said they're establishing discount hotel room rates for employees. As of Thursday, nearly 10% of the confirmed COVID-19 cases in the state are among health workers. Though not every case was acquired on the job, medical professionals are regularly in contact with the disease, which is stressful, Weikenthal said.
The fear of spreading it to your loved ones, you know, creates a lot of anxiety.
She's felt that stress too, as she cares for her elderly mom. She added, even though physicians deal with death and illness regularly, this pandemic has been hitting the community a lot harder because it's so infectious, which makes an option to self-isolate all the more welcome. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Laura Tsetsui.